As part of the Affordable Care Act, governors have the option to accept funding to expand Medicaid. Governor Walker hasn't said whether he'll take the money or not. In a news conference in La Crosse, several area residents pled for the governor to do just that and expand who can get on Badger Care, the state's Medicaid program. 28-year-old Aaron Oldry of La Crosse doesn't qualify because he doesn't have kids. He says the money he spends on epilepsy medication takes up half his monthly pay.
Right now, I'm basically living, instead of paycheck to paycheck, it's almost like living dollar to dollar because I have very little for myself.
Some patients are struggling with high bills because they're not on Badger Care. The current eligibility requirements make it hard for some Wisconsin residents to qualify. 58-year-old Bruce Butterfuss of Toma says he had been healthy for years until he turned 55. He doesn't have kids at home, so he's without Badger Care coverage.
Well, I was in the hospital for 3 days last week with pneumonia again, and it's a pretty good bill. It's over $12,000.
It's possible Walker will announce whether he'll accept the additional Medicaid funds during his budget address later this month. Three other Republican governors have accepted the money in Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico. Walker has turned down federal help before. He rejected funds for high-speed rail and to expand internet availability in rural areas. Steve Isom, Wisconsin Public Radio.